Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Approximately 500 game wardens dedicate themselves to protecting our state's natural resources every day. While most of the people game wardens come in contact with are harmless, Assistant Chief of Fisheries Enforcement Chris Bishop says that's not always the case.
I think you'll see a couple of different scenarios what game wardens experience in the field. In general, the people that we come in contact with are good family people. They're taking their family, their children out hunting and fishing and boating. That's how they want to spend their free time. The kind of person that goes out and communes with nature is usually a good person, and they have good intentions. And so that's the average person that we meet. But occasionally, you're going to meet the criminal element no matter where you are. It's going to be anywhere. You'll always have that certain amount of danger that's out there because most of the people that we're dealing with have knives, guns, things like that on them. That's part of what they're doing. They're either fishing and they'll have a fillet knife, or they're hunting and they'll have a rifle or a shotgun. There's always that little bit of an element of you could possibly get into a situation with a bad person.
Wardens receive extensive training on handling dangerous situations. Find more information about game wardens and including how you can become one, at the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.